everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, and you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio. And if you want to get your money's worth, stay tuned.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is Jerry Lynn.
Hey, you've got Terry Funk here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley, and you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
The evolution of online sports entertainment steps back into the squared circle to present to you Wrestle Talk Radio.
Let the main event begin!
Join us as we cover everything from old school to new school in the WWE.
This is Matt Hardy.
This is Natty Neidhart.
This is Stampede Kid T.J. Wilson.
This is Harry Smith.
TNA.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
I'm Mojo.
Hi, this is Christy Annie, TNA Knockout.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Sound.
And anything. It's still real to me, damn it. With your host.
Are there any assholes in the building?
Tim Stonehite.
The head asshole in charge. That boy is an asshole.
Mate.
Hold the raisin. Eat my shorts.
Will.
Hey, yo.
And the Omega.
Of the whole fucking show.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
It's okay to play with yourself as long as you have an action figure.
Yeah, baby.
Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As always, this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network, leading the way. And before we introduce the rest of the panel, I would like to direct everyone's attention to the Ustream player at wildtalkradio.com. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this week, one of the greatest moments in professional wrestling has occurred. And I think everyone needs to witness this firsthand. So if everyone could please tune in to the Ustream player and watch closely as our good producer Rock shows you the moment we've been waiting for. And with that out of the way, welcome, Mace.
Oh, that was glorious.
Welcome, Spug.
I'm still fapping. Give me a moment.
And finally, welcome, Mr. Tim Stein.
There are certain people whose asses are really, really going to get kicked.
That was the greatest moment in WTR history. Yes. Your Tag Team Award winner of the year, everybody.
Now, she did it herself. We're not making fun of it.
Nope.
We're not to blame for this one.
Nope.
It's all Matt's fault.
Unless Spug psychically made it happen.
Spug did not. This wasn't even Spug's idea. Spug is just reveling in the glory of this. I didn't do this one. Not me. Innocent.
For the first time in his life, he means it. Yeah. And it's actually true.
Innocent.
I think someone in the WWE, whoever booked that spot, has something wrong with their head, obviously.
Okay, Tim, I just want you to know, I was unaware of this little thing until Saturday.
And
not
to be
my
honest,
fault. Not I will be, this time.
I will be honest here. I know exactly who to blame this on, and Tim will understand. If a certain moron wasn't at the tapings and pointed this out when he sent in the results, this wouldn't have happened. So you should be blaming that certain moron, not any of us.
Oh.
We can feel the waves of hate emanating from Canada right now.
why do I feel like a kid in the principal's office?
I don't have to be in the principal's office this time. Not my fault. I didn't do anything. I was in class like a good boy.
Absolutely no reason for that to be on there with fucking porn music playing and shit like that. I don't give a fuck who pointed it out when he went to a live fucking taping.
You know, I will say this. I think you're a little overboard with this for the simple fact of, had it been anybody else, you'd have thought of that idea and thought it was great. Just saying. A little bit of hypocrisy there. As Robin Williams once said, it's kind of like Idi Amin looking at Gandhi going, oh, no, 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 you are too intense. And you can't sit there and deny it because you know I'm right.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Rough Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You guys have a good Christmas, New Year's?
I had a wonderful Christmas and New Year's.
Did y'all get what you wanted?
Close enough to it. I don't think we can top Spud getting weaponry.
I think that's a little hard to beat.
Tell you the truth. And after last night, I'm wondering why the fuck have I held off drinking for so long?
Last night was fun.
Oh, last night was fucked up. That's what last night was.
We gotta fire Mav more often. Yeah, you what missed it, I guess.
I had a few obligations the other night. What happened? What I missed?
Well, we fired Maverick live on the air. We future endeavored him.
Again?
Yep.
No, it was permanent.
This was real.
Yeah, this was real. It was actually going to stick, and then I don't know. We all kind of went off.
And then the kind-hearted old fool of the network gave him one more chance.
Yeah, how could you do that, Spud?
For real. It wasn't, he's not kidding. It wasn't Tim. It was me.
What?
Yeah, I actually did not go to bat this time around and say, oh, he's not hurting anybody. Because last night he opened his mouth wide enough to stick both feet in. Mace, why don't you fill the WTR listeners in on what he did?
Well, before I fill everybody in, just know that the archive of last night's CB Radio shall be found on wildtalkradio.com in the archive section, and you can listen to all the fun and frivolity yourself.
Mm-hmm.
However, to make a long story short, Mav disrespected somebody
in the industry
that you don't want to piss off, and pretty much made a mockery of the network by doing so. And even though I was slightly drunk at the time, I was the first one to start calling it to get rid of him. Tim came on, agreed with me. Eventually, we got down to the point where Mav came in, he apologized, and we're giving him one last chance.
Well, you gotta understand, it all started with Alan it was a whole Facebook flame war, because Alan had posted something about watching the pay-per-view with Mace and Rock and I, and said, while it was interesting, he's still not really a fan of the product. I'll turn him to the dark side yet. And so, the individual involved should be known that he is a 3-time NWA World Tag Team Champion. Not regional, not NWA Florida, NWA Worldwide Tag Team Champion. And so, when Mab spouted off at the mouth, it kind of upset a few people. I broke my foot off in his ass, not once, but twice on the air. And so did Mace. And so did Tim. And we were all in agreement that it was time for him to go. Because he had broke his foot off in his own mouth one too many times. And towards the end of the night, I got to thinking, and I'm like, no, I've been down that road. I've done what he's done. you know, maybe, just maybe, it's worth another shot. And so, the soft old fool that I am, kind of talked the other two into it.
Dumbass. Now that I'm sober.
And Spug's heart grew 3 sizes that day.
Told you I was trying to stick to my resolution.
Oh, you were right in the middle of break, too.
It lasted, what, 25 hours before you went batshit for the first time in the new year?
Oh, fuck. Spud was going batshit over the fact that his resolution was broken, not by me, but by Mav, of all people.
I was more pissed off that Maverick broke my resolution than Tim. Kind of expected it coming from Tim.
Strangely enough, we were getting along last night.
For real.
Oh.
So. Must have had something to do with your drinking, Tim.
Yeah, I mellow out when I have my rye. It's vodka that turns me into a real aggressive prick, I guess. I don't know.
It happens. But for all intents and purposes, you can check out Running the Rope, 6 p.m. Eastern on Friday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And stay tuned. January 14th as they bring in Isis the Amazon, NXT Season 4 competitor.
Better known as Aloysia.
Yep.
Or the one that never got a shot.
Yeah, the tall bitch.
Either way, they'll be bringing her in for an interview, and I'm going to stay tuned and listen to that, because I want to hear what she has to say.
Provided he doesn't screw up and get kicked off between now and then.
Oh, I don't think he will.
Well, officially, let's get into it, guys. To start things off, we'd like to send our condolences to Hulk Hogan and his family on the passing of Hulk Hogan's mother the other day at the ripe old age of 88.
You know, Tim, we call you Methuselah, but Hulk Hogan, he might have been there to set the Jews free.
Ooh.
Just saying.
If I was Jewish, I'd kind of look at you funny for saying that.
Yeah, we make fun of Hogan a lot.
That's because the dumbass deserves it. However.
But the guy, look at the run of luck the guy is having right now.
Yeah. His wife leaves him for some 25-year-old
He's not
guy.
Even 25. He's still in high school.
See, he's had 6 back surgeries now, had his spine fused, now he has to do Rent-A-Center commercials.
With Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
He had only one bit of good luck, and that's the girl that he met after breaking up with Linda. He's now married to her. But even that didn't go as planned. There was somebody taking photographs that almost got their head kicked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, fight breaks out at his wedding. So, you know, like, there's two sides to every coin, I suppose you could say. But, yeah. So, anyway, our condolences go out to him. The meat of the week, as it were. Awesome Kong is apparently WWE bound, guys. Talk about it.
Hooray. So they're going to put her in a women's division where they're not going to let her do anything?
Well,
great move for Awesome Kong.
I'm trying to figure out how WWE plans to turn her into another thoughtless, blonde, big-titted 100-pounder.
Well, I've got the perfect solution for that. You want to make her look like a WWE diva? You keep sending her out to the ring with Mark Henry in tow.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. They're going to turn her into a 100-pound white female blonde with big tits. They're going to have to get a Ouija board out and channel Michael Jackson somehow.
Michael Jackson, that's just not right.
Only in America can a young, poor black boy become a rich white woman.
Has he officially been dead long enough we can make fun of him again?
People were making fun of him when he was alive.
Like, I know, but there's this little bit
people
of
were making fun of him on the day of his death.
Yeah, for real. So, it's
they're,
okay.
They're assholes, though.
They totally make fun of him.
Kong going to WWE. Hey, glad she wants to make the big money. I give her 6 months.
I don't even give her that long.
Yeah, I'm glad WWE is actually taking a shot on her, but
what's
going to
force her? That's the question. The fact that she can actually wrestle, or the fact that she doesn't fit the mold.
Well, obviously WWE's got something in mind, or they wouldn't have spent the money to hire her in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I've got it. This is actually, I'm being dead serious. I think I know what they're going to do with her.
Mm.
They're going to redo the China angle. They're going to redo the same thing TNA did. She's going to come in and be a wrecking ball in the women's division and beat up all the little full-on porn stars.
Well, that would be the logical version, but the WWE version, she'll go in there, probably have a feud with, I'd probably go with Beth first, then she'll get jobbed out to like cool for 6 months before she gets released from her contract.
You're just
waiting on the day when you see little stick figure Michelle McCool beat Awesome Kong. You know it's coming.
The day that happens is the day I stop, the day I turn the channel whenever the women's come up.
Here it is, though, with McCool and all of that. If you've watched recently and actually paid attention here and there to what they're doing, they're not letting her have her run of the women's division anymore like they used to.
Yeah, but they're still the focus of the women's division. Natty may hold the belt. Beth may be the quote-unquote up-and-comer for the title. But if you notice, 99% of what happens in the women's division, especially on SmackDown, revolves around Lake Cook.
Yeah, but Triple H was the focus of the heavyweight division for the longest time, and he wasn't even in the title picture. We've remarked for years about the WWE storylines revolve around backstage politics. And I think with Mr. Jean-Paul Levesque running things in a bit more of a capacity now, you are going to start seeing things turn more back towards the product.
But isn't it Finley and Terry Taylor in charge of the Divas stuff?
Sure, but, I mean, Ultimate Say has got to go through somebody. That's the way it works. The ultimate final say has to go through somebody.
Yeah, and by the way, guys, Terry Taylor is in TNA.
I knew it was, so I'm trying to remember who the hell the road agents were. But yeah, okay, you know, Triple H may have the say in storylines, just like Vince does and everything, but when it comes down to planning the actual matches and how they go, they hand that down to the road agents, you guys like Dean Malenko, Fit Finlay, etc., etc.
Right.
So when it comes to the actual matches that are put on and how they are worked, it's going to fall to those road agents.
I could see, quite honestly, a situation with, now that, like I said, that Triple H has a bit more pull than he used to, having an office up there. And quite honestly, we can all agree that in the end, when Vince McMahon kicks the bucket, it's not going to be Shane, Steph, or Linda he hands the company down to. It's going to be Triple H. And so, you know, this is an individual who has studied under Vince and under some of the best minds in wrestling, and Ric Flair and Arn Anderson and Harley Race and individuals who go way back. You don't think that at some point he's going to take that company back to its roots, even within the women's division?
Oh, he'll take it back. He'll make it more wrestling focused. But I'm saying that when it comes down to, like, who works with anybody, whether it's the women, whether it's the men, it comes down to the road agents as to how the character ends up being portrayed and put over.
We'll agree.
I agree with you on the fact Triple H would be a good thing and may turn the business back to its original roots. But he is one cog in the machine who hands out the scripts to the smaller cogs who then pass along to the wrestlers. That's what I'm saying.
Right, and I can understand that, but I think that he'll have a lot more of a influence than just being the big cog that turns the machine. So, and we'll just agree to disagree on that point.
Yeah, all right. We'll agree to disagree on that one.
I'm still just amused at the idea of Triple H having more influence than he did before. There's still a statement about that I can't quite get my head around. I don't know. As far as Kong goes, I mean, yeah, obviously they're going to use her as the wrecking ball of the women's division. I don't see how else you do book her, especially in the WWE. You know, they'll hook her up with Mark Henry at some point just to do it, because they don't have ideas for either one of them at some point. And they'll give birth to a lovely hand and be done with it.
Oh, geez.
So, there are probably two matches with Awesome Kong signing with WWE that are for women's matches going to be anticipated and pretty damn good. And we're talking about Awesome Kong taking on Natalya and, of course, taking on Beth Phoenix. That's got to happen very, very soon after her debut, I would think, mate.
I'd say out the gate, put her into a feud with Beth Phoenix. Straight out the gate. That way, because they've always portrayed Beth Phoenix as the wrecking ball of the women's division when she's been allowed to run roughshod. And to have somebody like Kong coming in and going, okay, you think you're big and bad and powerful, guess what? You're nothing to me, bitch.
Now,
but at the same time, let's keep it like they did in TNA. Don't have Kong talk. She comes, she kicks off, she leaves.
Well, most likely what's going to happen is she'll be the Lay Cool's wrecking ball or their personal hiree to be, the beautiful people did that in TNA too. You know, when they couldn't beat somebody, well, hire someone who can.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable. That's actually logical and something we'd like to see. I'd also like to see Kong versus Gail Kim, but hell, the girl can barely get off the ring apron in a tag team match.
God, that's so underused.
Well, here's the question.
The last two times I've seen Gail Kim, the first time, both have been tag matches. The first one has been she stayed on the apron the entire match. And then the second one, which was not so long ago, all she did was get in the ring to get her ass kicked and job out.
Yeah, well, the last time I saw her on WWE TV, period, most of the time when I see her on WWE TV, she's in the backstage just when they need somebody for someone to talk at, just so they're not just talking to themselves.
Yeah, it's a shame because she's a really good worker and deserves a lot more with her career.
Oh, yeah, TNA built an entire women's division around her at one point.
Yeah.
And do you think maybe the same thing could happen with Kong in that regard? That maybe she's a hiring so TNA doesn't get her back?
Possibly.
TNA would take her back.
Well, they're done with the whole, it was over the Bubba the Love Sponge crap.
Right.
And now Bubba doesn't even have a radio show anymore.
Well, he will be back on terrestrial radio. That's why he didn't renew with Sirius Satellite, is he wants to go back to terrestrial radio, where there's more of an actual captive audience as opposed to people who are paying for a service where they're able to not tune into his program.
So the only way
can we get Kong to punch him in the face again?
On camera this time.
No, Foley did the on-camera one.
Ah, yes.
So here's the question right now with Kong coming in. I can't see her as being anything other than a heel. Would this lend more credence to Beth Phoenix actually carrying the babyface
version of herself that she's been doing since she came back from injury. You've got a monster on the side of good versus a monster on the side of evil, just to balance the force, as it were.
And she comes in still dressed like Darth Vader, sure.
That'd be kind of funny, wouldn't it?
Like, yeah, I could, you know, if it wasn't for Beth currently being in a feud with Lay Cool, then I would assume that, yeah, you know, Kong could come in as a face. But, you know, just the way WWE is going to portray her, you know exactly what they're going to do with her right out of the box. I mean, she's going to come in, she's going to demolish half of the women's roster in one attempt.
And
you know,
I don't have
going to have to be the heel.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with her demolishing half the roster. The only problem is Lay Cool are also heels, so they're safe from the carnage, as it were.
So, this is disappointing.
At this point, I will pose another question to everybody. How long do you hold off on bringing Kong in? And how would you bring her in?
I'd say you give her a rematch at the next you'd have to train her in, what is it, FCW now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm losing track of training grounds. You'd have to train her a little bit just so she either gets a little bit of ring rust off. I don't know how much she's actually gotten to work since leaving TNA. Just to make sure she's in touch with how WWE operates. But really, as soon as you can put her on TV, the better. I mean, because it'd be a good way of capping off this feud is if, you know, at the next pay-per-view, you have a match between these two again, and you have Kong coming out just before the end of the match to completely demolish Beth and Natalya, and you start her feuding off with them.
No. You bring her in as a bodyguard for Lay Cool.
Well, that's why she comes in to help Lay Cool. She's the hired hitman. Hitwoman.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. But you keep her as the bodyguard. Don't put her in the ring right off.
I'd like to see, because I've got a feeling they're going to do another Divas Battle Royal at WrestleMania. Just sneaking suspicion in the back of my head. You bring Kong in as the last entrance for that, and just have her beat the crap out of everybody, and it comes down to the last five people being Kong, Lay Cool, Beth, and Natty. And at that point, that's where Kong picks her side.
Wait, who just brought in the really big dude? Who's on Raw?
TJ.
Yeah.
Was that TJ who brought him in?
Yeah, Tyson Kidd.
Okay. I could see a situation like that in the women's division, but instead of it being any of the usual suspects bringing Kong in, like Cool, you know, somebody like that, you have Melina bring in Kong to deal with Natty. Because there's quite the little feud building right there between Natty and Melina.
No, you let those two go. If you're going to do something like that, have it for like a one-shot deal only, where Beth comes to even the odds, and then there's your feud right there between Beth and Kong.
You could do it like that, maybe, but Lay Cool's on SmackDown. You're going to put Kong on Raw. That's just, if you're looking at it from the promoter's aspect, she's big. She's a big talent. You know what I mean? You're going to put her on your showcase show where people are going to see her and want to pay to see the attraction. So she's going to be on Raw. So you would have to have somebody on Raw logically bring her in. And the one that makes the most logical sense right now is Melina.
Or you could just let her come in on her own.
You could do that too.
All good points, definitely. But I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
It's going to be a month before we see her on WWE programming anyway. They've got her in FCW on a quote-unquote conditioning stint, you know, so she can learn WWE stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, how to remove originality from her wrestling persona.
Yeah, something like that. And on that note, we're going to take our first break of the night. Everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more crap right after this.
This is Mace, the overworked co-host of Wrestle Talk Radio, OWW Radio, Otaku Talk Live, the offside producer, Cindy's Planning Boy, Building Diana, Advertising Guru, Bugs Bong Holder, Drink Runner, Omega's Transformer Record Keeper, and... Oh, and Back in the Book, all here on WildTalkRadio.com. If you decide to listen to a show that features a bit of the old-fashioned ultraviolence, people getting their heads kicked in, bones broken, and bloody crazy fights, then come on over and listen to Tap Out to Knockouts live in the archive section of WildTalkRadio.com.
Mate, it's not all about the bloody stuff and the ultraviolence. Hey, this is Spud from Tap Out to Knockouts. And if you want to hear the news, results, the technical side of MMA, check us out on WildTalkRadio.com in the archive section. And oh yeah, we do have the bloody stuff.
And now I know.
And knowing is half the battle. Hey! What are you guys doing in here? Get back to sleeping.
Ever wanted to know what is really going on through the mind of pro wrestlers? Well, now you can with WrestleBook. It's the only place where you can find out what some of the biggest names in the business were thinking about during pro wrestling's biggest moments. Just imagine if Facebook existed from the beginning. Want to know more? Then log on to www.wildtalkradio.com/wrestlebook for an inside look into pro wrestling history. The only place to go is WrestleBook.
Time again for the Wrestling Radio Awards, and Wrestle Talk Radio has been nominated for Show of the Year and People's Choice.
And Tim Stein for Host of the Year.
Really? Tim? What about me on TV Radio?
Yeah, Rob. Try showing up sometime. Head to www.WrestlingRadioAwards.com today and vote for Wrestle Talk Radio.
And Tim Stein for Host of the Year.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
I watch the world
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Rust Talk Radio, continuing talk about wrestling stuff, and here's some wrestling stuff, kind of. John Cena suffered a hip pointer Tuesday night in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. According to reports, he's day-to-day, and knowing Cena, it's not going to be too many days, guys.
Damn it.
Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not his knee as was originally thought. Hip pointer, not as big a deal. Still, you know, he's gotta like take it easy and back off. WWE fans in Baltimore were given an update on the status of Cena's injury during the company's live event in the city on Wednesday. The ring announcer Justin Roberts told the crowd that Cena had suffered a serious injury and is medically prohibited from wrestling in the show. And Big Show stepped in and replaced Cena for a scheduled cage match against Wade Barrett. Now, the question I have is this going to keep him from doing anything tomorrow night on Raw?
That's not going to keep him from talking. We know that much.
Yeah, nothing can keep him from doing that.
Damn. I'm sure you find a way to take a safe bump.
Yeah. If Bret Hart can take a safe bump, then he sure can.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see the there's a thing building up there where the scheduled match John Cena is supposed to be involved in is against CM Punk. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit, but that's going to be the whole TV build up between now and WrestleMania. Speaking about taking bumps, guys, Michael Cole has been learning to take bumps in anticipation of a possible match or series of matches. Are you looking forward to seeing Michael Cole in the ring?
No, hang on. Okay, I'm good now.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, you just find it funny. I'm assuming that's what you were laughing at.
Well, yeah, just the thought of him in a series of matches.
Hey, Omega. Michael Cole, take the bumps. Mace. Michael Cole, taking bumps. Fuck. Michael Cole, take a bump.
Okay. I'd like to see it.
I know Hang on a second.
Yeah, I just have to comment on this before I forget about it. Spud's reaction, as opposed to you and Mace, reminds me of that, you know, 4 out of 5 dentists who recommend gum recommend Trident for those patients who chew gum. Makes you wonder, what the fuck's up with that fifth dentist?
I'm being dead serious, because he's probably going to be put into a program with Jerry Lawler.
Well, if you ask me, I think we've already started that program. And, yeah, Tony O in the chat room, I think you're abso-fucking-lutely right. We're going to see this whole thing come to a head at WrestleMania 27, Michael Cole getting his ass handed to him by the King. Mace?
Michael Cole's going to look like shit. But, hey, we all get to see what we've been wanting for months on end finally happen. And I hope the King fucking throws 1,000,000,001 potatoes at him.
Yeah. Can we switch King's theme to like the Hallelujah chorus for this? It just seems far more appropriate. Oh my god, I don't know why.
What if the King's the one training him?
Oh, it probably is, just because, you know, if they're gonna work together, it has to be someone that, you know, he's gonna have to be used to that style, you know. The way you'd be trained to face, like, you know, any normal WWE competitor isn't how you face, you know, Lawler, who's up in the years and very old school in style.
Oh, here's the thing, and it's funny that he's actually learning to do this. It was probably a long time coming. Because I thought back in the day he was going to get into the ring with The Rock. But looking at the way things are going on Raw with Cole and anonymous GM and all that, I don't think it's very long before we see Cole kind of step out of his britches and assume the role as general manager. And, you know, Cole step out from behind the desk. And perhaps we'll see some other commentator in there with Lawler for the time being. And eventually,
bring back JR!
No, I don't want JR back.
I do. I need someone in just saying Punk again.
No, I'm kind of over JR. Okay. I love the man. I love JR. He, next to Gordon Soley, is probably the greatest wrestling commentator ever to have lived or touched a microphone. But JR is up there in the years. He is having more frequent bouts with the Bell's palsy. You can hear it when he talks. You know, his words do get garbled. He's kind of hard to understand. And unfortunately, being in TV broadcasting, especially when you're doing play-by-play and color commentary on sporting events or a theatrical production like WWE has become, you have to be clear and crisp when you talk. And JR doesn't fit that mold anymore.
Yeah, that's true. But getting back to the match, I have to admit that I do believe Jerry Lawler is going to kick Michael Cole's ass.
Oh, Rock makes me happy. Now, here's what I'm wondering.
What are you wondering?
Tell us!
Shut up!
God, this has occurred to me.
What?
Okay, last year at WrestleMania, we get Bret Hart versus Vince. Okay, and, you know, it's a boring match, of course, but the crowd eats it the hell up. Because, you know, it's Bret Hart finally getting a shot at Vince. Now, we know how WWE pay-per-views operate. They like to have this little break, this little lull in the in matches just so, you know, the crowd doesn't get exhausted in between main events and anything like that, which is something like the Bret and Vince is good at. I'm almost starting to wonder if the whole Cole heel being as irritating as possible thing is like a build-up just for that. Like if they're trying to recreate that same feeling that this can be a slow match, it can be very gratifying for the fans, almost like a comedy bit, but not quite. You know, they're still pretending that it's a match.
Yeah, that's just reminiscent of me, you know, trying to kill a fly by using a bunch of TNT. Seriously, you can be irritating without being Vicky Guerrero irritating.
Yeah, but this is Michael Cole's acting ability. We're
not according to X-Pac. Sean Williams claims Cole's on-screen persona is mostly shoot. And here is a direct quote. Cole was such a whiny, smug, aloof person when I was there. I can only imagine how he is now. End quote.
You had that ready.
X-Pac.
First of all, it's Sean Waltman, not
Sean
Williams.
Yeah, I've got it written down wrong in the fucking notes.
Brett the Hitman Clark.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you heard that last night.
When did Adam Lee join this show?
Yeah. He's the one who's writing this stuff, yeah. Yeah, Sean Waltman claims Cole's on-screen persona is mostly shoot. He claims that Cole is whiny, smug, and aloof when X-Pac was in WWE. And is pretty much alluding to the fact that he wouldn't be too surprised if he was 10 times worse.
We've known that for years that Cole was an asshole, just there to do a job.
I'm still not sold on the fact that Cole isn't gay.
not that there's anything wrong with that, all of you Johnny Cashmere fans.
No, I'm not talking about... No.
There's
wrong with it. I'm just not sold on the fact that he isn't.
No, you can be gay. That's fine.
Cole is as far as potential homosexuality goes. He's the tool of homosexuals. Okay.
All we're judging. Okay.
Catch up.
Listen to how he sounds when The Miz comes out, and just tell me that's the reaction of a straight man. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah, I didn't see any wedding ring. Right.
Well, you know, in the state of Connecticut, he could legally wear a wedding ring.
Yeah, but outside of Connecticut or Vermont, it won't mean a fucking thing, right? It's just
fair
a
enough.
Piece of jewelry on his finger. There you go. So, yeah.
Ouch.
So, yeah, you know, I'm sick of Cole. I can't stand him. I don't give a fuck anymore, to tell you the truth. If they're building up towards a match at WrestleMania 27, that will be probably one of two bathroom breaks for me.
Well, didn't I say this before, that we've all gone beyond hating Michael Cole the character? We now hate Michael Cole the man?
Yeah, I think so.
He's getting it. He's unfortunately gone a little too far and is getting the wrong kind of heat.
Yep.
Yeah,
it is the X-Pac level of heat he is now generating.
Yeah. There are three kinds of heat that you can generate as a heel. There's, a fan favorite heat where you're the bad guy, but you're still getting your name chanted because the crowd loves your bad boy antics. Then there's the guy that you love to hate, where you go boo all the time. And then there's X-Pac. Actually, nowadays, guys, it's 2011. Can we stop saying X-Pac heat? Because we haven't really seen Sean Williams around for a long time.
okay, how about Vicky heat?
That's what I was alluding to.
How about we call it what it is? It's Michael Cole heat.
Not yet. But it's getting fucking close.
Okay, let's not give him that much credit.
Yeah, we don't want to name something after him just yet.
Yeah,
but
he has his own level of heat now.
Ugh. Yeah, Vicky deserves the new mantle, Vicky Guerrero heat, as opposed to X-Pac.
Yeah, but okay, I'll just say this: I went back and I watched the exchange between Cena and Lawler, that whole thing a couple of weeks ago on Raw with Vicky. Yeah, her excuse me thing might be annoying, but fuck, at least she can take a lot of that shit on the chin.
Well, okay, yeah, give her marks for that. Sean Waltman, he can take it on the chin too, like literally, as opposed to verbal.
That's because he doesn't realize what the fuck's going on because he's stoned all the fucking time.
Well, I think he got really fucked up when he was in China one night.
Oh.
And had a drink.
I'm eating.
Well,
come on, he did a line of coke off her twat.
Which, if you live in the UK, would be called a fanny.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, well, it's reversed in the United Kingdom. So if you guys ever go there, if you're not there now, be careful that you don't fuck it up and say, you know, and some chick says, oh, want to have fanny fun? And then she says, what, you bending me over like that? But no! You know, it's just, you could get in trouble.
Okay.
Come on, Mace. I'm surprised you didn't even pick up the Kevin Smith reference.
I did, but I just didn't want to call you out on it.
Oh, you should have. Anyway, we brought him up earlier. Let's talk about him now, guys. Triple H.
Me?
No, Triple H has been scheduled for some house shows. It's not believed he'll return to television until Royal Rumble. Good or bad?
Didn't I say that last week? They said Triple H be back at Royal Rumble. Everybody's, no, they'll bring him back before that. I'm fucking right.
I didn't say they'd bring him back before that. I think I stayed neutral on that one. So what we need now is a clip that says Mesa's right. Because a clip where you
provided it.
Yeah, a clip where you say, I'm fucking right. Doesn't work. If you know what I mean.
I do.
I'm just saying.
But But at the same time, it could make for interesting intro fodder.
Yeah, there you go. So, the next item up for bid before we take our second break of the night, Nexus. Do we have to call them the Straight Edge Nexus now? How many people marked out and thought, ooh, now I'm interested in Nexus because CM Punk is their leader?
Well, there was talk in WWE for a while about putting some mystery ringleader, the mastermind behind the Nexus. So if that's what this is playing into, I'm all for it.
I think we started the speculation, Omega, before everybody else picked up on it, if I'm not mistaken, which I don't think I am.
Well, however it works out, I'm happy about it. I was watching that moment in the ring, and like, please, pick up the armband, pick up the armband. Like, they don't throw you that kind of bone without doing something with it. Pick it up.
Yeah. He picked it up. Now, put it on. Put it the fuck on, goddammit.
Yes! I was getting into it. I was like, dude, do it. Do it. Fucking do it.
Yeah, because you knew he was going to do it, but you had to cheer along anyway.
And that type of reaction from Omega is exactly what they were looking for. You know, here it is. I think we were starting to say, you know, the Nexus angle has started to run its course. It's starting to die out. People aren't paying attention to it. With one gesture of CM Punk picking up and putting on an armband, they've just given that group a shot in the arm and a new leaf on life.
Exactly, yeah. My thoughts.
It's going to keep people interested to see what's going to happen for however long they want to drag it out.
Right, and it makes sense of CM Punk's behavior of the last few weeks because a lot of feuds do start that way in the WWE where it's just, well, I don't like you, I'm going to hit you with a chair now, and they go on to have, you know, a month worth of boring feud, whereas this, there might actually be a little bit of meat to this for a change.
Yeah. Well, you knew that the build-up was going to be when Punk returns, it's going to be a Punk-Cena feud, that's where they're moving on. And you figure, okay, they drop Wade Barrett, does that mean that you're dropping Nexus too? What happens to Nexus? CM Punk has joined him? Oh, well, okay, now it makes sense.
But now, and I'm sure everybody else is thinking the same thing, what does this mean now for Wade Barrett?
That's a good question. They're going to have to keep... I think they have to keep him on TV just because of what happened at the pay-per-view. Just, you know, storyline purposes or whatever. Do you take Wade Barrett? Is he ready now to strike out on his own without the rest of Nexus backing him up and propping him up?
He's ready to move beyond Nexus, but he's not ready to be out on his own. I think he needs to run in a tag team. And to be honest, I'd put him under the wing of William Regal.
See, I'm actually thinking...
Together?
What's that?
Wasn't that the way they did in NXT? No, Barrett was Cena's rookie. Not Cena's, Jericho's rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Who did Regal have?
In season one?
Ah,
yeah.
Man.
Didn't he have Bryan? No, that was The Miz.
Skip Sheffield, that's right.
Yeah, Skip Sheffield's got to come back.
Yeah, they had the Englishman with the cowboy-looking dude.
Perfect sense.
No, but I would put Barrett with Regal, make him a tag team for a little bit, let Regal show him the ropes.
You know, that might not be a stupid fucking thing at all. I mean, look at Regal. How many times have we harped on how good Regal is and how he needs to be used more as a mentor?
He's genius. And the thing with Regal is that there's so much that he can show and polish with a guy like Barrett that it's sickening to think about it. Because you have Barrett, let's all be honest. Barrett, one, makes a damn good heel in the United States because he's English. You know,
yeah.
He doesn't have to do anything else other than open up his mouth, and the crowd already hates him because he's English.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's sad to say, but it's very true. The other thing that makes Barrett a very good heel is he does have a very menacing and intimidating look about him. So, you know, that works in his favor.
Yeah.
The other thing is that Barrett, you can see it there that Barrett does have the sense and the wherewithal within the ring to do certain things, but unfortunately he's just not polished enough yet.
Okay, now as far as Barrett goes, do you, at this point in time, when he, you know, when he comes back and the storyline has been sold, yada, 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 do you put him on SmackDown or not? Because really, there's nowhere else for him to go with Raw.
No, I would put him on SmackDown. That's, to me, you know, because there's all this talk about we're going to reunite the belts at Mania. You know, we're going to have the unification of the heavyweight title. And to me, if you're going to do that, that kind of signals the end of the split once and for all. Because once you unite the heavyweight title, you know, there's really no point in having two separate shows and two separate champions.
Well, we can always hope, yeah.
Logically. I mean, let's speak logically here for a minute.
Logically? Wow.
Right. Logic and WWE, and they don't go together. But still.
Yeah.
Just humor me. So if you're going to go that route, if you're going to go that we're going to put the two rosters together, it would make more sense to have the lesser experienced individual play more of a role on your B show, which we all know is SmackDown,
mm-hmm.
and slowly bring them up to Raw. Which is essentially what they do now, but
yeah.
If you're going to have the championship go back and forth, the champion, I should say, go back and forth, and your major talent go back and forth, Barrett, to me, needs a run as a mid-card guy, as an upper mid-card guy.
See, I'm surprised nobody has had this sort of thought about Barrett in this type of situation. Do you see Barrett coming out as the guy who's going to stand next to John Cena? Can you see him, like, Nexus is beating Cena down?
Is that question
Barrett,
directed at me
Barrett,
or towards the group?
Oh, anybody. Yeah, you got Barrett maybe coming out and helping Cena going, you know, okay, we don't see eye to eye, but CM Punk's taken my group. I want it back. If I've got a team with you to meet those ends and make a deal with you where we end this afterwards, so be it.
That can actually work. As a matter of fact, Stampede Wrestling did that at one point in time with their champion, Apocalypse, when he was fighting Juggernaut. This is going back like 2006, 2007, like the end of 2006 into 2007. This was the actual storyline, that the Army of Darkness had turned on Apocalypse. And Ravenous Randy basically took over the stable. And Apocalypse teamed up with his mortal enemy to, you know, to gain revenge. Now, you have to keep the swerve intact with that program. You can't just have them, okay, there it is, and now we've made our peace. You got to say, okay, there it is, and now we've made our peace. I've got my group back, by the way. You know, Sucker Punch.
I probably wouldn't even go to Sucker Punch. I'd probably have Barrett somewhere down the line go, you know what, Cena, originally I was going to stab you in the back when this was all over, but now that I've seen all this from your perspective, I now have more respect for what you have done. But
not
leading to a face turn or anything like that, but playing that type of thing up, and then if he does go for the sucker punch at the end of it, it gives it a bit more impact.
Well, no, that's the whole thing. During the whole build-up to the payoff,
you've got everybody suddenly cheering Barrett because he's sided with the franchise of the company. And that's when you do it. You don't say, okay, I've seen it from your side, this, that, and the other thing. I'll deliver the sucker punch when you're not looking 3 months down the road. You do it immediately after CM Punk has been vanquished at WrestleMania 27. Because you know that's what's going to happen, is Cena will not lose at WrestleMania 27 to CM Punk and Nexus.
I could see him losing a Punk.
Leading up
to be a numbers game.
Leading up to Mania. But that's just it. Like May said, it'll be a numbers game. That's where you bring in Barrett. You make the uneasy alliance, as TJ Bowman in the chat room. By the way, he's going under the alias El Blanco del Rio, in case you didn't know who that was.
Hey, go back to WrestleView.
but only if you've got $5.
Yeah. So, question. I thought tonight was supposed to be a Randy time here on the network.
Yeah, well, as
you
they
got
say.
You got my hopes up for nothing. You got my hopes up for nothing. I want my money.
We never promised.
Calm down, Bug. Remember your New Year's resolution. Calm down. Calm down.
You picked a hell of a time to change the card on me. I decided No. After my New Year's resolution, today I decided that last pack of cigarettes that I had last night, that I had 3 left in this morning, I'm not going to go buy another one. And I haven't drank any pop all day. So I'm nicotineless, caffeineless, and I can't make fun of you. I'm really trying to be a better person.
Well, think about this, okay? Well, that what doesn't kill you?
Speaking of, like, not buying any extras, I know what it's like, Spug, when you've got your vices, and the second you go no more, that's when something's going to happen. Like I said, no more junk food as soon as I finish my last lot. I walk into the supermarket today, big-ass chocolate mug cake for $4. Packs of 6 cookies for $1 each.
Yeah,
damn you bastard.
I went down to the store to buy some tea, because tea has caffeine in it. And so I'm like, as long as I get a little bit, I'm okay. But,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm really jonesing, because I've gone through, like, for the past month, it's been, like, a 2-liter of cream soda a day.
Like a bitch, and so is my ex-wife. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Matt and Jeff Hardy Talk. On the other side of this break, we'll be back right after this. But got a light.
Coming soon to the Wild Talk Radio Network, a show that honors all the men and women who have sacrificed their lives, a show that pays respect, and a show that pays tribute to us. That's right. Join us as we pay tribute to ourselves, as we hand out awards for the best show moment, best phone call, and even best show. We will also be paying tribute to one of our own by handing out the WTR Lifetime Achievement Award. Join us in the coming weeks for the first ever WTR Awards right here only on WildTalkRadio.com.
This is a public service message from your friends at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday nights at midnight, the Wild Talk Radio Network presents Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, a show that has a reputation to sometimes take things a little too far with their use of vulgar language and explicit content. We here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are here to tell you that we will not stand for this any longer. We are going to make sure that Cigarette Butts and Bandanas cleans up its act. There will no longer be any use of vulgar language. There will be no more explicit content, and no one will be offended when they tune in to Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Saturday night, midnight Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you for your support, and continue to listen to the new and improved Cigarette Butts.
Screw that. Join us Saturday nights, where we will take things to the extreme, the only way we know how, with the no-limits and uncensored nature of the one and only Cigarette Butts and Bandanas, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show! So tune in! Listen! I demand it.
Friday, January 14th, Running the Ropes welcomes ISIS the Amazon, better known from her advertisements as the 6'9" Aloisa from NXT Season 3.
I'll be unstoppable. I'm going to be a beast, and I'm going to dominate.
Listen in as Isis gives us her take on topics such as her release from the WWE, NXT Season 3, Vicky Guerrero, and so much more. Submit your questions via email at runningtheropes@yahoo.com and get your questions read live on the air. All this and more on Running the Ropes, exclusively on the Wild Talk Radio Network. The evolution of online entertainment.
This is Matt Hardy, version 1, and you're listening to WTR Sunday Night, along with the biggest MFers on the planet. And they're studying up and learning from the Sensei of Madison. So make sure to tune in each and every week and catch Muscle Talk Radio. And in closing, I am
the Wonder!
Oh.
Easier to say welcome back to Russell Talk Radio when your mic's not muted.
Bravo.
You could have kept it muted. I was enjoying listening to that song. It's been a while since I heard that song.
Well, we can probably listen to some more of it later on. I've been given the mandate that I have to DJ more often on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I'll DJ.
Well, we're still waiting for you to fucking do that. You said it already once before.
I've got to know what programs I need.
Winamp.
I gotta have somebody help me set it up. You know I'm technically illiterate when it comes to this shit.
I'm not saying a word. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. Mace?
I'm not doing it to pick a fight or try to sit there and make fun of people. I'm being dead serious.
That's why I said I'm not gonna comment, because I'm not gonna say anything that's gonna be fight provoking, because
at least I'm owning it, unlike some other people who have to beg for people to do shit around here.
Oh, that was definitely shot at somebody.
He doesn't miss a chance, does he?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, I don't know if there's much of a difference between this new and improved Spug Omega.
It's a little bit of a subtle change so far, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very subtle, dude.
Subtle like a sledgehammer.
There you go. That's all that matters. Hey, we promised to talk about Matt and Jeff. First off, real quick, Jeff, as you know, is going to be pleading to some kind of plea bargain arrangement deal with prosecutor. Here's the thing. he's going to agree to enter a plea and accept reduced sentencing. There's going to be mandatory jail time. It's going to happen. He's going behind bars, kids. And Bubba's going to hope he drops the soap at some point in time. That's all there is to it. No,
Bubba
I don't
Ray's in prison?
Thanks for not letting me preempt you. I was about to say I don't mean Bubba Ray. I mean Bubba, the convicted killer.
Bubba Wellstone.
Something like that. So the only thing is, the plea bargain has to be accepted by the prosecutor's office. So what does that mean when you hear something like that, Mace?
It means to you that his booking's going to get even more fucked up than usual, and it is glorious.
Okay, that was completely off topic.
Jeff Hardy goes to jail. Their world champion is on his way to jail.
Yep.
And knowing the way TNA has been booking lately, they have no fucking clue how to save themselves. They have booked themselves into a corner, and with Jeff Hardy going to prison, it's fucking hilarious.
They've got to get the belt off him. They have to retain any.
They
any,
won't. They'll give him a fucking pay rise.
Yeah, to maintain any semblance of credibility at all, they got to figure out a way to get the belt off him, and they've got to do it ASAP. Here's the thing, though, right? The judge in the case can and might refuse to accept any plea arrangement involving a negotiated sentence, Omega.
This was funny to me at first just because North Carolina has a 90-day minimum sentence for drug charges like this. So he is facing at least 3 months behind bars. It just makes me so happy to hear if he is actually going to be put away for longer.
He deserves to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, here, do you guys remember how many charges he's up against? How many counts?
Wasn't it like 23?
And
I thought it was something like a total of 23 counts he had.
Almost half of them are felony counts, not misdemeanors.
Yeah, but you gotta when you say felony count, you have to look at the class of felony. That's the one thing everybody gets hung up on is they hear, oh, felony count. Okay, but what type of felony? Is it a D felony? Is it an A felony? You know, if it's a D felony, it's really no worse than a misdemeanor. It's not that bad. It's just a felony, you know. Mm. When you get into, when you start getting upwards of C and B and A felonies, I mean, let's put it this way. An A felony would be murder. Murder, rape, those are A felonies.
Yeah. But drug-related offenses are punished more harshly than they should be in the United States, depending, of course, on the drugs. There's no way I can see him escaping any kind of serious sit-down time here.
Yeah, he will. He will because he wasn't caught with anything extreme. I mean, residue of cocaine? He had residue. And he had paraphernalia.
Enough controlled substances to be charged with trafficking without being caught selling anything.
Okay, dude, I have enough. The average American has enough substances in their medicine cabinet, whether it be over the counter or not, to be charged with trafficking. They do. Whether it be by prescription or over the counter, they have enough medication in their medicine cabinet to be charged with trafficking.
You just said something that Jeff doesn't viably have.
A prescription?
Bingo.
Still, but you get my point. The amount isn't, it's not the amount anymore. Because, believe me, the female works in the pharmaceutical industry. Okay? Doctors write those scripts as if those medicines, you know, are raining from the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they give you, you hurt your back and they give you a, you know, a 15-day prescription of Vicodin, which might be like 45, 50 pills, way more than you'll ever need. For the average, normal individual, let me say that. So, I can under, you know, it's not the amount of drugs that he was caught with, and it's not even the paraphernalia. You know, rolling papers are paraphernalia.
Well, yeah, but, you know, you can dismiss if you get caught with rolling papers, oh, I roll my own cigarettes.
Right, but it's the type. It's the type of drugs.
Yeah, you can't get caught with a bag full of morphine or a bag full of opium and say, oh, I make my own morphine.
Right. No, you can't. It's the type of drugs. And he, from what I understand, the types of drugs that he got caught with weren't, I mean, yeah, you had the resident of the cocaine residue, but there wasn't any methamphetamines, there wasn't heroin, there wasn't crack, there wasn't the hard stuff. It was prescription drugs. Unfortunately today, in the way that the law, the legal system works, prescription drugs have become a slap on the wrist because almost everybody at some point gets caught with them.
Well, I just hope that he actually, you know, 6 months and forced rehab before he can do anything else.
What amazes me through all this is no matter how bad this is still looking for Jeff, no matter how much worse it gets, TNA is still keeping the title on him, which not only is going to completely fuck their plans as soon as he goes to jail, it also speaks horribly of the company that he would be under this kind of scrutiny and this much trouble, and they still put him at the forefront of their company.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing, right? He left WWE so he could use drugs. He didn't leave WWE because of burnout or anything like that, like he was saying. Yeah, right? He wanted to party his face off until it killed him, and the only way he was going to get away with doing that was to leave WWE. Thing is, he got caught in that sting operation.
Yeah, he's been doing a pretty damn good job of fucking up, so got what he wanted.
With reliable sources reporting that he wrestles stoned, there's the accusation that Mr. Anderson's concussion occurred in that match against Jeff Hardy because Jeff Hardy was wrestling stoned and fucked up the chair shot, which was supposed to be to the back, not the back of the head. The incredible pay-per-view match we had between Kurt Angle and Jeff. Kurt has a dislocated rib. Lucky for him, it didn't get broken. He gets a dislocated rib because, allegedly, I am saying, so I don't get in trouble, so we don't get in trouble, allegedly, Jeff Hardy landed on him wrong because he was wrestling stoned.
Okay,
doesn't this
Tim,
tell you something?
Tim, real quick. Those allegations of Jeff Hardy wrestling stoned go back all the way to his first run in the WWE.
Well, that's fine and dandy, but
They go way back. So there's a history and a pattern of behavior.
Now, what I was just about to say, when there's smoke, isn't there usually
fire?
Isn't there usually a fire burning, Omega?
Yeah. I mean, we just had the report, it's about probably more than a month now, where Jeff apparently showed up so fucked up, they weren't even going to put him in the match for the longest time.
And what was the excuse?
The excuse was, I believe, what was it, a mild flu?
He was burned out from working the house shows on the road.
It's a crap excuse.
Uh huh. So, yeah, Jeff, make sure you hold on to the soap very carefully. That's all I got to say about it. Once again, everybody listening to Rust Talk Radio, don't forget you can call in 297-267-1397. Was that right, Rock?
Yes.
Or Skype to Skype, Skype Sir Rockin' on your Skype, and you can call into the show. There are two ways of doing it, and those are the two ways. So if you want to call in, feel free. On the lighter side, Jeff's brother Matt.
I thought that was the light side.
Oh, no. This is the lighter side.
Okay.
Matt Hardy, wearing a PG Sucks t-shirt, standing in front of a Cracker Barrel restaurant, announcing on his latest YouTube post he plans to get a new hairdo in the beginning of 2011. And he's asking fans to leave comments below his video saying what kind of haircut he should get.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not all in the video. He concluded the video by adding his hair is not the only thing that's changing, but that a lot of things are, because in 2011, I quote, Matt Hardy is going to become unpredictable, and he's going to change pro wrestling forever!
What a retard. I'm sorry.
What are the people at the Cracker Barrel thinking?
Yeah, they're thinking, who the fuck is this idiot? What's with all the grapes? Will you please get him away from here with the camera? Hey, everybody, we got a call. Hey, caller, identify yourself. Tell us where you're calling from.
Well, yeah, it is a new year, and it's been a while since I called in here. So, yeah, I'm Randy from some town in Texas.
There you go. Okay. Before you go any further, Spud, I promise you some Randy times. We got some Randy times. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, okay, y'all talking about the Hardy brothers and all that, but speaking back on Jeff with this whole, now that he most likely is going to jail, not that it really matters to most of y'all anyway, but who would you put the belt on to try to save face if you're TNA, because shit's just crumbling around them, it seems.
Right now, I have to admit that I'm having a hard time even thinking about watching the product, but from what I've seen, push Matt. Why don't you push Matt Morgan?
I don't know about Morgan.
If he was healthy, I would say put it on Kennedy.
The irony here is, you know, considering why Jeff will be leaving the company, is one of your best picks is Rob Van Dam.
You could do that, but then I'm about half and half on that. Because I could see putting Van Dam with it, because it would make logical sense with the whole, oh, I never lost the title. But it's putting it, I don't know. There's just something about that, that they had they done it earlier, or if it had Hardy not pleaded guilty for it and paid it off, then RVD wins it back, which is probably what they were going to do. But maybe you could put on Van Dam. I don't know for sure.
Well, like you said, it does actually make a little bit of sense, and when you can do any of that in a clusterfuck of a situation like this, that's a godsend.
That is true.
Well, here it is right now. The three viable candidates, you have to look at the three viable candidates, would be Morgan, RVD, and Mr. Anderson. Reportedly, Mr. Anderson has been cleared to wrestle, his concussion problems are over with, yada, yada, yada. Do you let him have the belt at this time?
I think they were going to put it on him anyway, but I don't know. Because they kind of booked themselves, because I think they were booking Hardy for a long run at the title.
Yeah, well, we already said at the beginning of the segment, they booked their asses right into a fucking corner.
Oh, yeah. Well, this whole immortal thing in general has been clusterfuck, but that's another
thing. Well, the whole idea was to put Jeff Hardy over as a heel so the fans would be more open to him going away or doing away with him, because they knew this legal problem was going to bite them in the ass eventually. They just didn't do anything else about it.
They're like, oh, he's not going to go to jail. We'll just put the title on him. Title we should have put a long time ago on him, but we'll put it on him now. But then he goes to jail, so he fucks it all up in the end anyway.
So, okay, as far as whether or not the judge can accept or deny the plea bargain sentencing agreement, you're the judge, Randy. Do you accept it or not?
That's hard for me. Knowing his past history of drugs and what it's done, it's a weird situation because he says that they tried to frame him or that he bought all these drugs and with all the shit that he had. That did not sound like there was no frame either. Or, I don't... Damn, what would I do if I was judging it?
The man's life is in your hands, Randy. Decide!
I know.
Thumbs
up, either help this company from Orlando out of their mess or put them in more of a mess. He's probably going to go to jail for it now. I had thought he wouldn't, but yeah, he's going to jail. But if I was the judge, I'd probably give him time. I'd say I'd accept the plea bargain. Wouldn't matter to me. Send his ass to jail so he can go back to living a clean life, hopefully.
Oh, please. You think that once he's out, he's going to be all nice and straightened out and shit?
Well, I wonder what's going to happen when Nick Gates comes out. Is he going to rob banks again?
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Nice segue, by the way. I haven't even talked about that one yet, Randy.
Oof. Well, I was hoping y'all did because it had both of them getting arrested. Yeah, they both fucked up.
Yeah, Nick Gage turned himself in. I don't know if you guys heard the story or not. Wanted by police in connection to a bank robbery. Bail set at $150,000, and he's sitting in Camden County Jail right now. And I can't help but wonder if he's getting visits from Earl.
I don't know. Looking at Nick Gage, he looks like he might be the Earl in some cases.
His name is Earl. You never know, man.
All these wrestlers going to jail now. Well, who's next? Well, Tiffany avoided it, but she got fired. They stole her storyline.
Of course. So, well, there you go. Anyway, it's time for our next break of the night there, Randy. I'd like to thank you for calling in, sir.
All right. It's been a while, but yeah.
Yeah, do a little more often, Holmes.
All right.
That being said, everybody listen to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this.
And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside today. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be...
Ladies and gentlemen, with the advent of geek culture becoming mainstream, we here at the Wild Talk Radio Network are doing our best to capitalize on this phenomenon. In that vein, I, Mace, a co-host of Otaku Talk Live, have decided to move a small section of what we would talk about on OTL to its very own podcast. That podcast being Fashion the Book. Now, what you will hear on there is myself going through select readings of this week's comic book, and I just let you know what's going on. So,
every Thursday, maybe Friday, maybe Saturday, you'll be able to hear me talk about comic books. Okay, maybe boring, maybe not, who knows? The only way you're going to find out is to go over to the archives section of wildtalkradio.com and download the show and have a listen for yourself. That's Bashing the Books, somewhere near the end of the week, right here on wildtalkradio.com.
On Sunday, January 30th, 2011, the entire wrestling industry will converge to Boston, Massachusetts for the 2011 WRAs. It's the biggest public award show for the wrestling industry, and it only happens once a year. The voting booth is now open. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com to vote up to once per day for all of the coveted titles, such as Wrestler of the Year, Interview of the Year, Best Pro Wrestling Talk Show, Match of the Year, Hottest National Wrestling Babe, and many more categories. If you are in the wrestling industry and would like to participate in this year's festivities, either live or via Skype, for priority accommodation, please contact showdownnews@aol.com. We will see you on January 30th. For more information, please visit WrestlingRadioAwards.com.
Passion. Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or anything goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talky Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Outside of Extreme, Rob Park. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for GB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It's that time of night where we take a look at TNA's Genesis pay-per-view coming up. Are you guys ready for this?
I forgot they were having a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Couldn't care less.
Genesis is, as it were, taking a quick look at the matches. Here it is, number one contenders match, Matt Morgan versus Mr. Anderson. Rob Van Dam will face a bunch of question marks. Brother Ray takes on Brother Devon, and I would call that who the fuck cares anymore. TNA Knockout Championship match sees Mickie James taking on Madison Rayne for the Knockout title. TNA X Division Championship is Jay Lethal versus Kazarian. TV Championship, AJ Styles versus Doug Williams. And did you guys notice that I said nothing about the world title?
Wait, they're having a pay-per-view without a world title match?
No world title match listed as of right now.
All right. You know what? I'm going to say this. Six months, and that company is dead.
You know, the problem is people were saying that 6 months ago.
Here's the thing, though. When you start getting to the point where your pay-per-views don't even have a world title match, where your world title holder is, you know, getting ready to go to jail, and we speculated on the sentence. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets anything. I would be surprised if he got anything less than 1 year.
Okay. So, yeah.
So we'll just base it on that theoretical, you know, hypothesis that he's going away for 365 days.
Yep.
So you're losing your heavyweight champion. You have no plans to take it off of him. Or if they do, they haven't said anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you going to do when your champion goes to jail?
Well, you know, it's an interesting predicament, you could say. However, to tell you the truth, looking at the card as it is right now, it just looks to me that they've got more of the match booked usually a week before the pay-per-view than they normally do. Understand.
That's Impact taping. You know what that pay-per-view is that you're going to charge people $40 for? That's an Impact taping. One of your better Impact tapings at best. And that's pitiful. And I'm not saying WWE does better.
No.
I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is for a company with as much talent as TNA has, that is absolutely pathetic. That is the best card that you can come up with.
Yeah, it's pretty sad. The thing is that you have to admit that TNA is able to advance the storylines.
Well, dude, I suppose there's so many missed opportunities for storylines that they had, though.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody's going to argue. But, again, Spud, this is not the first time TNA has done something like this. I mean, they've kept the world, the world championship off of a pay-per-view, you know, for whatever reason. Anyway, let's take a quick look at this, right off the top, the very first match listed. Matt Morgan versus Mr. Anderson, number one contenders match, Mace.
This one's going to Anderson. They were looking to push him before the concussion happened, and they've been pushing him ever since he came back. So, Matt Morgan, unfortunately, your push has come to an end, and we all knew you were just a stand-in.
There you go, Omega.
Yeah, pretty much. The whole very, very, almost forced face turn for Morgan was just a holdover until Anderson's concussion was better. So, yeah. Anderson's winning.
Okay, Spud, do you want to give it a try?
Anderson.
I'm
not even going to give rhyme or reason. I'm just going to pick because I really could care less. I'm not going to watch the pay-per-view. I have better things to do with my time than sit and watch a pay-per-view for a company that I could care less about.
There you
go. Prepare
okay.
for the return from tap-outs to knockouts.
Mm-hmm.
There you go, yeah. We'll get into the pledge a little bit later on. Rob Van Dam versus Mystery Partner. Mace?
It's going to be Rob Van Dam going over. As for the mystery guy, okay, I'm trying to avoid Matt Hardy. But that's only because I'm not sure if his 90 days is up as of the pay-per-view.
No.
I think it actually is like 2 weeks later or something that his 90 days are up.
Yeah.
At this point in time, I'd probably say Rob Terry will be the opponent.
because they seem to have brought him in. Well, they seem to have brought him into the group, and he's still got to prove himself.
Yeah, that's true. Omega?
It's always hard to pick a mystery opponent match. But Big N Rob Van Dam's in it, so I've got to pick Rob Van Dam.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we should even bother asking Spud, because he's not going to waste his time. Spud, pick something. Say
mystery
something.
Mystery opponent.
Okay. I can't say anything about it because, like I said before, I haven't really been paying too much due diligence lately.
I'll say Rob pretending to be good journalists here.
Yeah, Rob Van Dam beats the question marks and turns them all into exclamations with the Rolling Thunder.
Can we actually have a whole heap of guys wearing nothing but black with like white question marks on them?
So you're gonna bring back the Ding
Dong. I'd like to see that match.
I was actually.
You're gonna bring back the Ding Dong, right?
I was picturing yellow question.
More than that.
Yellow question marks.
It'll be entertaining. I want to see somebody literally beat up question marks.
All right, next match up.
Hold on, real quick. Wasn't that the Ding Dong's costume? They had the yellow mask with the bell on it, but the rest of them was all question marks.
I have no
idea.
Senator. Anyway, moving on.
Crappy tag team.
Moving on. Next match on the card, the Brother Ray, Brother Devon match. Once again, I'm sorry, guys, but I'm Brother Ray and Brother Devon burned out. On Team 3D, I don't care. Omega?
No, this would have been an awesome match 10 years ago.
That's why I've got no interest in this.
Yeah, me neither. It's gonna be Ray because they seem to like him better as a heel. So yeah, it's a waste of time.
Okay, Mace.
The winner is my toilet.
Oh, I don't know. It depends on what.
Everybody knows I always pick one match during a pay-per-view to either go to the toilet or I go and make lunch or whatever. This is that match, so I'm not even going to bother picking.
Yeah, but I don't think a toilet wins in any scenario involving a toilet.
All I can tell you is I thank goodness every day I'm not a toilet. it's a no-win situation, no matter how you
did. Yeah, you know what a toilet thinks all day? Here comes another asshole.
There you go. He's probably got an opinion, too. Alrighty then. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to say what the fuck. Brother Devon, like I said, what the fuck. Spud, say what the fuck.
No.
Want to smoke?
Nope. I really don't.
Really? You're not jonesing for a chocolate bar?
Let him be a good boy.
Alright, I'll cut it.
I'm not a chocolate bar kind of guy, dude.
Oh, okay. So the sticky buns are out.
Yeah, I'm really not a sweet kind of guy.
Yeah, just don't ask me how the buns got sticky. Are you going to even think about picking somebody?
No, because the winner is my World of Warcraft account, because I'll probably level my druid.
There you go. Okay, so this one I am hoping that they're given more than 5 minutes. The TNA Knockout Championship, Mickie James versus Madison Rayne. I'm going to give it to Mickie James. I mean, they bring her in. They're not going to bring her in to do the job to Madison, Mace. Really?
Yeah, pretty much. You got to give this one to Mickie. They're not going to pay the money that they're paying her to bring her in just to job out.
Yeah. So, 2-4 Mickie. Omega?
Yeah, make it 3 for Mickie.
Make it a technical unanimous.
I want to see her do well in everything, since she's got the best spot of 2010.
Well, there you go. Okay, Spog.
Yes. Go, Mickie.
That's all we needed to hear. Mickie, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, Mickie. TNA X Division Championship, Jay Lethal takes on Kazarian, and guys, I want Jay Lethal to win.
Do you?
Mace? Yeah, I do. Oh my God. I want Jay Lethal to win. Mace?
I'd agree with that, but I've got a feeling that Kazarian's going to win because they're going to try and rebuild Immortal to be the big stable, so they've got to start giving the title to somebody on that damn thing.
Omega.
Yeah, if Immortal's involved, I'm going to pick Kazarian.
Maybe this could be the beginning of the end for the Immortals.
Not till Hulk Hogan's still alive.
Not so immortal as we were led to believe.
Well, the North Carolina correctional system is assuring that.
Yeah, well, they're going to play a part, I think. They're going to contribute, yeah. I'm not even going to ask Spud. Does that sound fair? I won't even bother asking you?
That's fine.
Okay. TNA Television Championship. This is AJ Styles taking on Douglas Williams. Douglas Williams, Omega.
AJ.
Mace.
AJ, and this will be your match of the night by mile and a half.
You figure this will be the MOTN.
Well, the only other one that could be up for consideration is Jay Lethal versus Kazarian.
Yeah, okay. We've got a caller. Hey, caller, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hop in there.
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. There must be an echo here.
Who kicked you in the nuts?
The Classic Pickle Factory, dude.
Oh.
How you doing, Watchy?
That's starting your year pretty well, I see. Well,
yeah, there you go. What's up, my man?
Well, I thought I should call in and throw in a thought when it comes
a
to...
A fart? You're going to throw in a fart?
He said thought. Clean your ears out.
Say it again, Mr. S. Dude.
Spud. That's the Spud guy.
Botch a joke there, Jim. Thank you very much. Anyway.
No, I didn't botch it. I stole it. That's okay. Up until 3 days ago, we had planned on actually calling him Spud for the entire show.
Yeah. Anyway,
what?
Well, I think I should bring up this something that I was thinking about when you guys were talking about Jeff Hardy. I want to pick you guys' brain for a minute, is to really think back into wrestling history and really think about has there ever been a convicted reigning world champion? Because I don't think it has been.
A convicted reigning world champion?
Walkie, what the hell's going on in the background? Are you watching gay porn again?
Bum tick wow wow. Aw, oh, jeez, you made him hang up. That was
it ran off.
That's terrible. You made him hang up. Spud, that wasn't nice. Walkie, if you're listening, call back in. He was kidding. He was just kidding.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Anyway, that's the Walkie's question. I have absolutely no idea if there was ever a convicted world champion. Omega? Mace?
Not to my knowledge, because usually when they're convicted, they go to jail, so they wouldn't really be able to defend the title anymore.
Yeah. Now, wouldn't it be kind of interesting to have the... Have a Jeff Hardy soap on a pole prison match?
Well, you got Vince Russo doing the booking, so it might happen.
It's eminently possible or plausible with Russo booking. You never know.
Oh boy.
Anyway, did you guys talk TNA Television Championship? Did you finish before the phone call?
I picked AJ.
You picked AJ. Who'd you pick, Mace?
I picked AJ as well.
Okay. And I still want to see Doug Williams win the thing. So. But there it is. That's the preview and predictions of TNA's upcoming Genesis pay-per-view right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. And remember, if you're betting, do not use our predictions. Just saying. And with that, it's time, everybody, for the segment most reviled on Russell Talk Radio. It's time for the dreaded Quick Hits.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Quick Hits, we start tonight asking Spug the first question. Spug, this is your question. Who in WWE would you like to see get pushed to the main event who has yet to be a world champion or be in main events consistently with the company?
John Morrison.
Johnny Mo. All right. So, Mace. Who
go to Omega. Go to Omega, because I know the questions. Put them up, bitch.
Okay, fine. Omega, what is one thing you wish to see happening in wrestling in 2011?
Vince Russo falling from the roof? You mean like other than that?
Yeah, something that could be considered a legit question.
Oh, like something that might actually happen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's actually tough just to pin down one. Honestly, I'd like to see TNA put on a compelling storyline, because I really want WWE to have some competition for a change.
Interesting. Won't happen, but okay.
Yeah, Vince Russo falling from the roof is more likely.
Yeah. Mace? You got a question in front of you.
Yeah, what is it?
Who in TNA would you like to see get pushed to the main event? Who has yet to be a world champion or in main events consistently in the company?
Well, the thing is, I somehow magically hacked Tim's files and got the questions. I've been trying to research this one all night, actually. And I've actually come up with a draw in this scenario, that being the two guys that are going for the X Division Championship this Sunday, Jay Lethal and Kazarian. Both guys very deserving wrestlers, both guys haven't really been around the main event too often, and neither of them has won a world championship.
Alrighty then. Well, I would be more than happy to keep going here, but I have to interrupt because we got a call. Caller, who is it?
It's Lucky Take Two.
What happened, Lucky? I Spud didn't mean to scare you off, dude. Did he cause your internet to crash?
No, actually, when I was calling you guys through the Skype, I was downstairs and trying to be as quiet as I can, but I woke somebody up, so I had to cancel that.
You got in trouble.
I got in trouble. So, yeah. Calling in right. WTR, I got in trouble, so how about that?
Well, it's not on the same line as having the cops show up, but it's close.
Not really.
Anyway, where were you? No. You interrupted us in Quick Hits, so you got to be quick.
Well, I'll be quick because I want to make a quick thought because you guys were mentioned about the whole thing with Jeff Hardy and his whole legal troubles. And because it's funny to me because I have this thought back earlier this year during the whole legal thing is that they would be wise for TNA not to put the TNA World Heavyweight title on him because of his legal troubles. If the whole thing blew over, then they put the title on him all they want. Now that they put themselves in this position, you know, they risk, in my recent memory, for being the first time in pro wrestling history to have a convicted World Heavyweight Champion. And for any type of publicity and any type of PR department, that would be the worst thing to happen to any pro wrestling company. I mean, in TNA, back in 2006 when the WWE had Rob Van Dam as the ECW champ and the WWE champ, we all remember, he got busted along with Sabu for, you know, having drugs in their car, and
You have to remind me of the worst day of my life.
Well, I'm sorry, Omega, but just to put in comparison, Vince McMahon and the WWE stripped RVD of both subtitles, and he never had those titles again for the rest of his WWE career. So it just says a lot of bad things for TNA for the fact that they put the title on him, and the fact that even the chance that he might be having a sentence of either a small sentence of a month to a year, it just says nothing but bad things for TNA, and they're going to have to dig themselves off a big hole that I don't think they can do.
Well, what makes it bad for TNA is that they made this decision after he got into this legal trouble. He was under convictions. He was under these convictions that, you know, it hadn't gone this far yet, of course, but there's still a ton of bad press to lay on one guy, and they still decided to make him the world champion.
That is true. So it says a lot of bad things about TNA and the fact that, you know, they probably don't care about the morals, about the fact that, a world champion is supposed to be someone that represents the company and somebody that will pay, is basically the top guy being their champion. And right now, Jeff Hardy is neither of that. Compare the champions between, you know, the WWE and TNA right now. The Miz, I think the Miz over Jeff Hardy because right now he's doing well for himself in the way he's performing himself as WWE champion. So that's how I see it. They just gotta get that title off of him some way, somehow, so in order to help, in order to start digging themselves out of this hole. So, and right now I just want to throw that quick thought, and I'll go ahead and leave, apologize for the previous time, and I'll give you guys that two quick hits. So, talk to you later.
Thanks for calling, Wacky.
Hey, everybody, that was the Pickle Boy himself. We call him Wacky, William Walker. He does some kind of a space age, science fiction, geeky type podcast. Did you guys know that?
Yes, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's called Elite Force. It's called Elite Force, and he talks like, you know, like nerd stuff. So if you find it, listen to it. If you don't find it, then you can't listen to it. Spud, your second question of the night, because Omega, you're done, right?
Huh?
You're done with your question, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay. Spud, if a stripper gets breast implants, can she write that off on her taxes as a business expense?
Yes. Yes, she can.
No, ifs, ands, or buts about it.
She legally
can. Unless she gets a butt job, too.
No. Because any surgical procedure, whether it be a porn star or a stripper, to help their line of work, they can write off as a business expense. It is 100% legal. They can do it.
Alrighty then. So, yeah, sure. Get a boob job and write it off. Omega?
Yeah?
Is it rude for a deaf person to talk, you know, sign language talk, with their mouth full?
Well, technically, yes. You know, it is bad manners to speak with your mouth full, but since, you know it's unlikely... It's unlikely that a deaf person will be speaking. In contrast, it is poor manners for them to use sign language with food in their hand. So they can't hold up a burger and try to talk to you.
Well, that would be kind of potentially messy, don't you think?
So with talking with your mouth full. So there you go.
There you go. Okay, so yeah, if you're deaf, don't talk with your hands when you've got food in your mouth. Mace, final question of the night.
Yep.
What is your ultimate wrestling fantasy?
Intruso falling from the rafters.
Tim, can we go with the one you prepared earlier?
No.
No.
Too many Vince Russo answers.
Listen, I actually had a really good one lined up for this one, you bastard.
Yeah. I figured you probably did.
Doesn't matter. You saw the question. You can't answer it. Answer the other one.
Fine, but I want that second question next week, damn it.
Well, think about it.
Ultimate Wrestling Fantasy. You know what? I can't say it because I know Tim will get angry at me. And that's my answer, so you can go fuck yourself.
Okay.
So we have to go back to the start of the show?
If there was one person in wrestling you would like to see get struck by lightning, who would it be?
Okay, one person in wrestling that I'd like to see get struck by lightning?
Yeah.
This one is interesting. I'm putting up The Undertaker. Because after all the years of him hitting caskets and boxes and scaffolding with bolts of lightning, I want to see if he can survive it himself.
Hey, it might reanimate him. Don't forget, he's been buried alive.
And just remember, he's also been set on fire, so I want to test the limits of this guy.
Okay, there you go.
Well, you got to think, as with age, you know, that lightning summon that he does might be as rusty as his ring performance. You never know.
Hey, guys, we're done. Everybody, don't forget to tune in this Tuesday night at 9 o'clock for
OWW Radio with Alan Wojcik when he talks to people about wrestling.
Can I promote who he has?
Absolutely.
Bruce the Barber Beefcake, live, OWW Radio, Tuesday night.
Yeah, bitches.
Or, as Alan would say, also known as Ed Leslie.
Or the Boogeyman. Or the Boogie Woogie Man.
The Boogie Woogie Man.
Yeah, whatever.
Not,
whatever you call it in WCW.
Not somebody else. Not the Boogeyman.
Not
the Boogie Woogie.
Yeah.
And of course, Wednesday night, we're supposed to have Otaku Talk Live, you know, Geek Speak. You guys planning on doing anything?
No.
Okay.
What asking?
So much for the new season of OTL.
Yeah, so much for the new season of OTL. Stay tuned to the website for updates. Thursday night, Rock.
We're back. Special on Anything Goes. Thursday night, two porn stars live, 11 p.m., 10:30 or 11. We'll figure it out. SmallTalkRadio.com.
A very special Anything Goes. Yes, you heard Rock right. You're going to actually have real porn stars on the show. So, I'm sorry, Spud. Neither one of them are midgets.
We're going to try for Bridget the Midget down the line. Don't worry.
But we will effort Bridget the Midget ASAP just for you.
Yes!
Okay. Friday, give Running the Ropes a chance because Nick's on the show and he does a bang-up job.
So
Saturday, around midnight-ish, CB Radio is going to be doing some really incredible stuff, aren't you, Rock?
Oh, of course. Like, win 10 Stein shit.
No, you're not doing that again. That's
yes, we are, because we're going to give away your seat again.
No, fuck you, because I don't
this
have
this fun. Somebody's
right
going to win.
I don't have an income right now, so I can't afford it, so fuck you.
No. Apparently, someone who was too sick last night, they want to fight Lynn Timstein shit, so.
She's not listening right now, so I can make fun of her. Anyway, the next Sunday, before CB Radio?
Yes.
Before CB Radio? Will be the return of From Tapas to Knockouts live with
Wrong Pokemon. Day! Wrong day!
We're doing it Friday.
Friday!
Apparently.
The Strike Force event is Friday.
Okay, well then, fucking. Promote it then, Spug, it's your fucking show!
Please promote the plug correctly.
This coming Friday is the Strike Force event, either before or after the show, depending upon my work schedule. Will be a live edition of From Tap Us to Knockouts for 1 hour. So tune in. And you can catch From Tap Us to Knockouts live before any UFC, Strike Force, or WEC event.
There you go. Tap Us to Knockouts.
Commentary straight off.
Awesome. Scary shit, dudes. So you want to tune into that Friday night. Sunday night, Life is Kalish with Kashmir returns. You expect Stevie Richards and Ring of Honor's Kerry Sookum on the program. That is next Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we got podcasts as well, podcast-only programs right here on the Law Talk Radio Network. You can find in the archives Bashing the Bucks.
And Mace Riff. And Talk Impact Radio.
Talk Impact Radio and Mace Riff. Now, for those who haven't listened to it in the archives, Mace, why don't you just tell us really quickly what Mace Riff is?
Basically, Mace Rift is myself going over memories of WCW Monday Nitro while I watch episodes of WCW Monday Nitro. Little bits of information given here and there based around the booking at the time, character development, how characters have changed in the past nearly 13 odd years, and all sorts of miscellaneous random shit. It's basically to see how long I can go with talking. 2 hours seem to destroy me. It's awesome.
There you go. And go ahead, continue. Whoever was about. No, that's it.
Thank you. By popular demand, it looks like I'll be DJing a little bit more regularly and a little more often. So come on over to Wild Talk Radio pretty much anytime. You don't have to do anything but listen. We'll take requests. Going to play tunes and stuff for you. Great way to play. It's a great way to pass time. What were you saying?
WrestleBook.
You want to check out WrestleBook?
Yeah, apparently.
There is a page. There is a new page. If you haven't seen it, there's a new page up. It's not finished, but what we're doing is we're just adding to it. You know, a couple of new posts a day, and then we're just going to keep going it that way. And so, if you haven't seen it, go check it out. WrestleBook. How do you get there? By clicking where it says WrestleBook right underneath the Ustream player in the chat room, and pretty much just about every page.
Or wildtalkradio.com/WrestleBook.
That would work too, but that would make too much sense to say that.
Sign up for the newsletter. We'll eventually get done.
Eventually, we're going to get another newsletter put out. So if you haven't signed up for it, sign up for it. It's absolutely 100% free. Click on newsletter on the navigation bar so you can sign up. That being said, we're out of here. Have a good night, everybody. Goodbye.